of Daniel 11 that lead up to these concluding verses. Sister White is clear that there is histories within Daniel chapter 11 that will be repeated. In manuscript releases, volume 13, page 394, we see the passage where she emphasizes this. If you have your Bible, she puts forth a paragraph, and then she starts quoting after she opens with her own statement. She starts quoting right in the middle of verse 30 of Daniel 11. So if you have your Bible, when we get to that point, you can follow along, because she quotes right on through verse 36 of Daniel 11. But here's what she has to say. "We have no time to lose. Troublous times are before us. The world is stirred with a spirit of war." And I'm certain that we all see that at this time. No time to lose. Probation's about to close. When was it in our experience as Adventists that we actually seen the United States of America telling the world, "You're either for us or against us"? Now, very few people in the world understand the implications of that, except for Seventh-day Adventists, because we knew there would come a time when the United States was going to force the whole world to do its will. And here we have the President of the United States on a regular basis saying that you're either for us or against us. We have the same President of the United States, from a Washington Post article, from the Americans United for Separation of Church and State, in their Church and State magazine, pointing out that since Pat Robertson has stepped down as the leader of the Christian Coalition, the figurehead leader of the Christian Coalition today is this same president, President Bush, that is telling the world this, and the Christian Coalition of the day is no doubt the modern fulfillment of the National Reform Movement of Sister White's day and age. National Reform Movement of Sister White's day and age was pushing for amendments to the Constitution in order to bring in a Sunday law, and when you look at the characteristics of that movement that Sister White identified, you can surely see that the Christian Coalition is their modern-day counterpart 100 years later, and the leader of that movement now, at least a symbolic leader that has been identified in different articles, is the same president that's telling the whole world, "You either do what we say or you're against us and we're going to deal with you." We're in troublous times, as this quote in Manuscript Release Volume 13 says. We have no time to lose, and the world is stirred with the spirit of war. Continuing on in this quote, "Soon the scenes of trouble spoken of in the prophecies